Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Billy Brian. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Brian and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brian juggles the ball. That's an error on Brian. Buford scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon fires to first and picks off McCraw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brian for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Weiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Stahl moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Buford bunts towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Bryan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindblad covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad fires to first and has McCraw trapped. There's the throw to Campaneris, who tags McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Ron Stone pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hansen reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montegudo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Aurelio Montegudo. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards left. Jimenez settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jimenez. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss is walked intentionally. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-3 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to home to get Hansen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.